That was absolutely unbelievable. I was completely taken by surprise. It was like a vast, like somebody. It's apparently the set is the Room of Requirement in Hogwarts Castle, but I've never seen anything on the scale of that. Vast piles of lovingly made props. Absolutely beautiful. The ingenuity is staggering. Anyway, continuing now. Past piles and piles of electrical equipment. Enormous numbers of lights hanging from the ceiling. Transport around the facility, because it was a factory and obviously has smooth weight-bearing floors, is by old electric battery-powered milk floats, three-wheelers. Strange, familiar sight to anybody over the age of 40. Now, here's a prop store here. I can just see lots of mannequins, lots of tilly lamps for some reason, huge numbers of bottles. On my left is a wood store. More milk floats, and also personnel are carried around by golf buggies. There they are. Here's another stage. Let's have a see what's in here. Vast cavernous. Another vast cavernous room. Stepping onto a raised floor here. There are no lights. Walking down a set. It appears to be a cloister of some kind. Very eerie indeed. It's all made of, can't quite see, made of plastic mouldings. Look exactly like stone. I'm walking towards beautifully, beautifully made door. Medieval, imitation medieval strap work. Coming out towards the door. It's locked. And I don't really know where I am now. Excuse me. Could you possibly tell me when the hello? Don't really like the sound of that. Yes. Very strange. Not sure I should be here. Tell me that. Can't really find my way. Thank God for that. A real door. Am I lost?
Are you lost?
Temporarily. Thank you.